negative.
But typically, you know, I've had about 6 chicks that I met online that came over, they blew me, and I never called them again. Negative.
I just spent 6 months at county. Anybody ever trying to take your manhood?
Peace, quiet, and good order will be maintained in our city to the best of our ability. Riots, melees, and disturbances of the peace are against the interest of all our people and therefore cannot be permitted.
The jury found that they were all not guilty, not guilty, not guilty, not guilty, not guilty, not guilty.
There's a series of fires, a lot of looting is going on, a disaster area, obviously.
The jury found that they were all not guilty, not guilty.
Make it rough.
A lot of activity continues here in the San Jose.
Make it rough.
Sporadic fires.
Not guilty, the guilty devils tried to kill me. When the news get to the hood, the niggas will be hotter than cayenne pepper. Cuss, bust, kicking up dust is a must. I can't trust a cracker in a blue uniform. Stick a nigga like a unicorn. Born wicked, Lawrence, pow, foul. Turn his fucking throat and I smile. Go to Simi Valley and surely somebody knows the address of the jewelry. Pay a little visit, who is it?
Who is it?
Can I talk to the Grand Wizard? Then boom, make him eat the barrel. Modern day Pharaoh, now he's zipped up like leather Tuscadero. Pretty soon we'll catch Sergeant Coon. Shoot him in the face, run up in him with a broom. Stick, prick, devils ain't shit. Introduce his ass to the AK-40 dick. 2 days, niggas laid in a cut. To get some respect, we had to tear this motherfucker up. Make it rough. Officer Wynn, damn his devil ass, need to be shipped back to Kansas in a casket, cool cut faggot. Now he ain't nothing but food for the maggots. Lunch, punch, Hawaiian, lying, niggas ain't buying your story for me. Tearing shit up with fire, shoot us, loot us. Now I got a laptop computer. I told you what happened and you heard it, read it, but all you can call me was anti-Semitic. Regret it, nope, said it, yep. Listen to my big black boots as I step. Niggas had to pick you off something, give push a push, but your National Guard ain't hard. You had to get Botany to stop me, cause you know what? We would've towed this motherfucker up. Make it rough. Hey, Muggs, make it rough. From Betty Crocker, over wet and pocket, don't fuck with the black on stores, but hit the Foot Locker. Steal, motherfuck, fire, Marshall Bill. Oh, what the hell, throw the cocktail, I smell smoke, got the fuck out, Ice Cube luck out, my nigga had a struck out, didn't get stuck out, in front of that store with the Nikes and Adidas, oh Jesus, Western Surplus, got the heaters, meet us, so we can get the nines and the whatnots, got the Moss Bird with the double eye buckshot, ready for Daryl, and like Beretta would say, keep your eye on the barrel, a sparrow, don't do the crime if you can't do the time, but I'm rolling, so that's a fucked up slogan. The Hogan's heroes spotted the gorilla by the sizzler, hitting up police killer, the super duper nigga that a buck. We had to tear this motherfucker up, so what the fuck? Make it rough. Yo, Muggs, make it rough.
Stacey Coon, Lawrence Powell, Timothy Wind, and Theodore Bersenio, the 4 officers accused of beating motorist Rodney King.
Captain's log, star date. May 8th, 12:58 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Sitting here reminiscing.
but my time in prison. Not living in prison, but working in that hellhole. It's been a long time. It's been a decade since I walked the halls of debauchery and insanity. Yes, it's the Fat Mac, the Almighty Triple XL, bringing you tales from the prison.
Yeah, a lot of y'all are really fascinated with the prison stories. And of course, I got tons of them. I'll give you one right now, man. This is kind of like talking about police brutality and white and black and whatever, you know, because that's what's going on right now. Everybody is, you know, talking about white cops, black victims. And in this case, right now, we have black and white cops and a black victim. And for some reason, every time something happens, you know, with a brother and shit, you know, it's like, they guilted him because he was black. Well, maybe they just didn't like that nigga. Maybe his color didn't have nothing to do with it. Maybe he's just a fucking dick. Maybe he was an asshole. You know? And once again, let's dial it back, because I know what you're saying. That don't mean they got to kill him. That's not even my issue. That's y'all's issue. Y'all hung up on all that shit. Like I say, I'm the type of nigga, I fucks with the roots, not with the branches. You know what I'm saying? So, why they kill a nigga is irrelevant to me. You know what I'm saying? How he got killed is irrelevant to me. Like I said, man, get your own shit, get your economics right, get your politics right. You don't have to worry about all that fuckery, all that little shit that y'all talking about, man. You know what I mean? But I'm just going to talk about it because it's entertaining and it illustrates a point. You know what I mean? So, like I said, I've been in many a situation where I have been accused of not letting a nigga do something because I was a Tom or I was a coon. Never mind the fact that, nigga, these are the rules and the regulations of the prison. And you just can't do it. Nigga, you can't sell dope in prison, even though y'all are doing it. And even though the administration high up are basically helping to funnel the shit into the prison. It, once again, as above, so below. The same shit that the corporations and the banks are doing, you know, with money laundering and bringing in drug money and drugs in the United States. Same way with the prison. I know the game. I know the hustle. You know what I mean? But still, me being the little man, you know, they got me on the front lines. I got to play the role like I gives two fucks. So, nigga, I can't have you selling dope in my block. At least not visibly. You know what I mean? Respect the game enough to go somewhere. At least try and fake like, you know, you's a good model inmate. You know what I'm saying? At least try that. You know, don't disrespect me to the point where you making me look stupid. You know what I'm saying? Because that shit is contagious in a block. What you're doing is tantamount to disrespect. I can't let you, you know, disrespect me. But that's not necessarily the story I want to talk about. This particular story is about one time. Let me back up. I had this one inmate, a brother, of course. And I always had this same sort of shit happen with brothers. Almost never happened with white boys, you know what I'm saying? Worked in that motherfucker for a dime, 10 years. Had very little encounters with white boys on this level and shit. But niggas, you know, I don't know what it was, but these motherfuckers, man, they just couldn't seem to get it through their head. I guess you could say it was the crack baby generation or whatever, man. But I would tell a nigga he couldn't do something, and he'd flip out. And this one dude, he just had this thing where he just loved to spit on you. You know what I mean? And he would always wait till he was handcuffed to spit on you. Because I know the game. The nigga, he trying to get paid. He trying to get a lawsuit. He trying to get a transfer out the prison. He trying to get something. So this nigga, he's suicidal enough, psychotic enough to spit dead in your face while he's handcuffed. Because, of course, you cannot retaliate with any sort of brute force. while a motherfucker is handcuffed. You know what I mean? You just basically supposed to take that hawker, take that loogie that he brought up from the depths of his bowels, and you supposed to just take it in the face and smile and just write him up. You know what I mean? And most of the rednecks, they wasn't on that shit. You know what I mean? Most of them niggas in there understood, if you spit in a redneck face, my nigga, you know what they talk about in Baltimore? The rough ride. Nigga, you gonna get the rough ride. And when I tell y'all that this prison was full of Klansmen, I'm serious. This is the environment that I worked in. This is the environment that I was so diligently working hard to try and, you know, shield the brothers from, the brother inmates. You know what I'm saying? Even though the brother inmates was unthankful and really didn't give two fucks about my efforts, you know what I mean? But ultimately, like I said, most of them niggas, they wasn't gonna spit on no redneck. But they would, they'll spit on a black CO in a fucking heartbeat. You know, just the psychology of niggas is just astounding, man. You know what I mean? So I told him he couldn't. I cannot remember what it was. Oh, basically it was, I was working in a C block, which is segregation. He had fucked up. He had did something out in the general population. So that day I was working in C block, which is, like I said, which is the hole, which is segregation. And you don't go out to eat, you know, like in general population, go to the mess hall, the dining hall, your food gets brought to you. So I guess this particular day, when the inmates come in that work in the dining hall, bring the food trays, their food tray short. Now this day, I'm working with a redneck, okay? And consequently, this redneck who I'm working with, he's a good friend of mine. My boy Tony Dreamer know all about him. Because they argue all the time. My redneck friend's got some issues. But anyway, that's another story. So the food gets passed out. Homeboy don't get his tray, and he's pissed off. My redneck friend tell the brother, look, you're going to have to wait. The tray is not here. They ran out of food. They're going to go get you another one. And I don't know what happened, but once they went out to go get more food, they took their sweet time getting back. You know what I mean? And by this time, it was time for us to do a count. So my redneck friend, he had already did his round where he escorted the inmates around where they handed out the food. So now it's my turn to go up and do the count. So I go up and I start doing the count, and the nigga yelling at me like, where the fuck is my tray? Where the fuck is my tray, bitch, nigga? Bitch ass nigga, where's my tray? Like, damn, you know, and, you know, I'm easily distracted. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to count, but this motherfucker keep yelling at me, calling me bitch nigga and house nigga and bitch ass house. I'm like, God damn. So by the time I get to him, he got me so pissed off, right? Because he keep yelling at me. I done lost count. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, what was I at, 89 or 88? I can't, and you know, that's a big deal in prison. You can't fuck up the count. You know what I mean? So I had to go all the way back around on the second range and start my count all over again. Now this cocksucking ass nigga, he up on the third range. So he yelling at me, and he mad because I ain't got up to the third range yet, because he trying to inquire, like, where the fuck is his food at and shit. And I, you know, I'm just ignoring him because I'm trying to goddamn count. So I do my count, and this time I'm writing it down. I'm like, I'll be goddamn if this nigga fuck up my count. So I write it down, go up to the third range, start counting again. He's still yelling and acting a fool and shit, right? So I get to him, and of course I'm still counting, but he wants me to stop and have a special conversation with his bitch ass. And this nigga, he know it's count time. He know you ain't supposed to be fucking with me during count time. I gotta do the count, nigga. When I'm done with the count, I'll be back. So no, this nigga, he got a wild hair up his ass about why he ain't got his food. So I pass him up, do the count, go down, call the count in. And this motherfucker up on the third range, banging on the door. Bang, 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 bang. Kicking on the door. Bang, bang, bang. Now, of course, he's mad. It ain't been but maybe like, shit. It was about 45 minutes since they had actually not even brought his food and shit, right? So I guess he was like really hungry. So we call down to the dining hall. Like, hey, inmate such and such didn't get no tray. What's up? You know? They like, oh shit, yeah, we forgot. We're gonna bring something ASAP and all that shit. I'm like, okay, that's good. So I go up and tell this nigga, man, I'm like, man, calm the fuck down, man. They about to bring your food, nigga. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck is wrong with you, man? Bitch ass nigga, everybody else got their shit. Where mine at? Where mine at? Why the fuck you ignore me? I'm like, nigga, I'm doing count. And I, for some reason, I don't know why I'm explaining this shit. This nigga, he done been locked up for 10, 12 years. He know what time it is, but therein lies my mistake. Thinking that you could reason and rationalize with this animal ass nigga, man. So I'm like, look, man, your shit is coming. It's gonna be all good. When is it coming? I'm like, man, they said in the next 10, 15 minutes. Okay, 10, 15 minutes go by. It still ain't come. And I'm like, God damn. So this nigga, he upstairs banging on his door again. Bam, bam, bam. And I don't know if any of y'all know about prison and shit, but sound carry. Of course, it ain't no carpet, no furniture in that bitch. It's just all steel, concrete, open areas. So, you know, shit echoes. And I'm just bam, bam. And what he's creating this disturbance from hell, man. Because, you know, all the other niggas that's locked up in segregation, now they want to bang on their doors. You know, shit get contagious. Everybody just want to make noise. And yell and scream and holler and everything. And the other inmates was agitating the motherfucker. They're like, ah, nigga, you ain't get your food, nigga. Ah, you ain't get your food, nigga. And I'm like, oh, my nigga, man. And so my redneck partner go up there. Redneck partner go up there. It's quiet as a church mouse. Quiet as a church mouse, man. You don't hear him yelling. You don't hear him screaming. You don't hear him acting a fool. You know what I'm saying? He on his best goddamn behavior. I shit you not, man. This motherfucker. It was just, I'm at a loss for words. To this very day, man, I'm still at a loss for words. You know, just how cowardly these niggas be acting, man, in that bitch. So he come back down. He explained to him. He like, yeah, I told him that it'd be here. But it ain't, you know, he just gotta wait. You know what I mean? Because, hey, we ain't the chefs. We ain't the cooks. We ain't, you know, all we do is escort the motherfucking food when they drop it off. So finally the food comes. So I'm like, okay, cool. You know, I escort one of the, you know, inmates up that's got the food platter, the food tray up there, right? And, nigga, I get to the door first, and the doors have flaps. And I'm like, you know, I come up there and I say the nigga name. I'm like, all right, man, shit, good news. And before I could motherfucking, like, tell him his tray is here and I open up that flap, that motherfucker threw piss on me, man. This motherfucker, this cocksucking ass nigga had pissed in the cup and threw piss on me, man. Nigga, I about fucking fainted, nigga. I about passed out. I just short circuited. I'm like, oh no, this nigga just throw piss on me. No. Oh, this nigga just throw piss on me. Oh, wow, man. So I said, okay, threw piss on me. And right away, you know, I started to do something with his food, but I said, no. I got a witness, you know, like, I probably would have, like, took his sandwich and put my balls on the sandwich and gave it to him or something, but I'm like, no, I can't do it because I got witnesses, you know what I'm saying? There's too many inmates watching, and I got the inmate dude who's passing out the food, he here watching. I don't need no witnesses. If I'm going to fuck with this nigga, I'm going to fuck with him, but I ain't going to fuck with him with witnesses. I'm giving y'all a lowdown, man, on what really goes down in prison. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Because there's a lot of, like, criminal-ass niggas that do a lot of dirty-ass shit to, like, cops and do a lot of dirty-ass shit to COs and y'all shit y'all niggas don't ever hear about. And then when a CO or a cop flipped the fuck out?
Y'all be like, what? Why did he do that?
Nigga, y'all just don't know the full story. You know what I'm saying? And so when I heard about, like, in Baltimore where these motherfuckers allegedly was giving rough rides or whatever, I understand that. I know how that happens. And I know why those happen. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Not justifying it because I don't know what happened, but I'm just saying I understand. Okay? So, after we give him his food, and I got piss all over my goddamn shirt, man. And not only on my shirt, but he got me good, man. I ain't gonna lie. It was on my shirt. He had got it on my chin and shit. He had almost got my face. But the flap is so low, you know what I mean? It doesn't really give you that good trajectory to really get a motherfucker in his face and shit. You know what I mean? But he got me good and shit, so I had to change up and, you know, because, you know, I always keep, you know, spare clothes in my locker and shit just in case that happens, because that's a standard occurrence with motherfuckers sometimes. You know, inmates call it gassing. You know what I mean? Actually, I kind of got off lucky. You know what I mean? Because sometimes they'll spit on you, sometimes they'll throw piss on you, sometimes they'll mix piss, shit, and piss, shit, and spit in a cup. And just let it sit for a couple of days. When you come around, it's kabloosh. You know, hit you with that. That shit ain't no fun, man. That shit ain't no fucking fun. You know what I mean? So, it was like, maybe like a week later. You know what I mean? Like I said, I just had to be patient. I took that as an L. You know what I mean? I'm back in the same segregated unit, C block. This point in time, I was actually running the desk. I was the senior officer, you know what I mean? And I was doing my rounds, and it was on third shift, and the lights was out. But unbeknownst to this nigga, I brought in a squirt gun. Shit, I smuggled in a squirt gun, a nice size squirt gun, too. And I also had a cup. And when I went ahead and went to the bathroom, I pissed in the cup. And then I would pour the piss in the squirt gun. Yes, only here in Mag City will you hear the horror that happens in the underbelly of your penal system. These are the things that go on. Dirty tricks on both sides, man. You know what I'm saying? So I went up, and this mother, I don't know what the hell this mother, he must have not knew that I was working that night or whatever, but he was jovial. He was in good spirits and everything, man. He was, you know, I don't know if y'all know the shit that actually happens in prison, but especially in segregation, you don't have no TV, you don't have no radio, so a lot of these niggas, they end up rapping. You know, they hitting on the walls, they hitting on the prison door, they making a beat. And then everybody just go in, everybody just start, they flow, they rapping. You know, and I waited till everybody got a good flow going on. Everybody banging on the doors. And hey, the shit was high powered. It was popping. I was digging it, man. I'm like, yeah, I like this shit. Mm-hmm. And so with each motherfucking beat, nigga, I'm walking up through steps. I'm like, yeah, nigga, payback's a bitch. And shit, this motherfucker, he was the one that was actually serving up the course, serving up the rap. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, yeah, nigga. And so basically what I was doing was it's called a range check, just to make sure no one's escaped, no one's dead, no one's doing nothing they're supposed to do, everybody locked up. So I come in that motherfucking man, walk up the steps, doing my range check, you know, got my little squirt gun in hand full of piss. Man, yeah, nigga, you gonna throw piss on me, nigga? Okay. Oh, shit, son. Shit, so yeah, I caught that motherfucker at mid-flow, man, when I went right past his door. He had his flap open, and that nigga was like, hobba, 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 and I was like, that motherfucker went crazy. He was pissed. I got that nigga straight in the mouth. Yeah, I squirted fucking piss in that nigga mouth with my squirt gun, man. Shit, that motherfucker went crazy, man.
motherfucker, motherfucker, motherfucker. I'm like, aha. Yeah, nigga, how you like me now? Oh, shit, son. Yeah, boy. I walked back down, and I just heard everybody in the whole block going crazy, laughing their motherfucking ass off, man. Because this nigga, he telling on himself. You know, because don't nobody really know. All they can hear is this nigga screaming and hollering and shit, man. Oh, motherfucker, motherfucker, I'm writing you up. I'm going to get you in trouble. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. You know. Shit. No, like I said, this is the type of nigga where, like I said, if you get him in restraints, he going to spit on you. He going to do something to make you flip the fuck out. So that he can probably sue you, get you in trouble, or whatever and shit. You know, that's just the name of the game, man, when you're dealing with criminals, man. You know what I'm saying? Shit. So, I said all that to say this, man. Like I said, I have a different perspective, a very different perspective than most of y'all when it comes to this police and law enforcement and people getting jammed up in the system shit. Because like I said, I've been there. I've done that. A lot of times, the shit that y'all ascribing to, you know, some nigga getting fucked with, and y'all thinking it's racial, a lot of times it's not racial. A lot of times it's just some stupid ass, retarded nigga getting what the fuck he deserve. Shit. Sorry to bust your bubble, but yeah, that's how it goes down. Shit, y'all have no idea, man, the shit that I've seen these motherfuckers do. Shit, oh, good Lord. You know, I had that motherfucker's food right there. I went through all this shit to get this nigga his food. And before I could even say, hey, man, congratulations, we got your lunch, says, he hits me with a fucking cup of piss, man. And, you know, when he got his food, you know, he didn't even apologize. He didn't say, oh, man, my bad, CO. I mean, can I at least get that? Can I at least got that shit? You know what I mean? But the add insult to injury, what really made me mad is the fact that he didn't say shit to the white boy. He ain't throw piss on the white boy. When the white boy went up on the range, he was quiet as a church mouse. He ain't say shit. But he waited for me to come up there so he could show his motherfucking ass. You know, and this, like I say, microcosm of the macrocosm, shit, and that's exactly what's going on out there in the streets, just like how me and Tony was talking about. I'm like, man, I'm not necessarily sure this is going to be a good idea for brothers to police their own neighborhoods. I don't know if that can actually happen. I don't know if these niggas out here in the streets is going to actually have the intelligence to actually listen to someone else that has black skin. I don't know if they're going to be... I don't know if they can do it, man. Shit. Because everything that I have seen in my life, it seems like they can't do that. It seems like, you know, they feel you owe them something or, you know, come on, man. You know how it is. Let me get the hook up. Come on, look the other way. Come on, man. They're oppressing us. You know what I'm saying? And I have to be honest, it was hard for me to do the job because half them cats in there, I knew from the line, I knew from the streets. And it was hard. It was just hard handcuffing them. It was hard, you know, it was just hard giving them discipline, so to speak. You know what I mean? I ain't talking about beating them up or no shit like that. But when I seen them doing some fuck shit they wasn't supposed to do, and I'm supposed to put some paperwork on them that's going to ultimately make their lives a little bit rougher in prison, you know what I mean? When they're going to get restrictions and they're not going to be able to go out and, yeah, go on the yard, or they're not gonna have, or they're gonna get commissary restriction, and they're not gonna be able to buy foods and goods, and they're gonna get certain privileges taken away. I didn't enjoy that shit, man. You know what I mean? But just how me and Tony always talk about how, you know, the black community seems to be a ratchet whore, and so same thing, you know, working in the prison, a block, and these niggas, you know, they tend to have the mentality of a ratchet whore. You know how ratchet whores, like I say, they tend to love their abusers. You know what I mean? And they tend to piss on motherfuckers that mean them well. And that's exactly how it was in there. It's like, damn, nigga, I'm trying to help y'all. and you throw piss on me, nigga. For real? And then when I bring in a squirt gun and I fill it to the brim with piss and I get your ass back sevenfold, you wonder why. Needless to say, that motherfucker, he never fucked with me again. Shit, in a prison setting, you know, you cannot have any semblance of weakness at all, man. None. All that weak shit, you can't do it, man. You can't do it. You gotta draw a line in the sand and let these motherfuckers know. You fuck with me, there will be consequences and repercussions. Believe that shit, man. So, yeah, man. And then also, you know, about this racism, about whites and blacks and officers and inmates. I'm just, like I said, man, this is coming from a person who has been there, done that, been in the system for 10 years. On the real, man, white dudes that come in there to do that job, for the most part, when they start out, they are not racist or they are not prejudiced. They don't really have any prejudicial bones in their body, man. But by the second or third year, you tend to see a slight change in their demeanor and their philosophy. And that's no knock on them, you know what I'm saying? Because, nigga, I had it too. By that time, I just had it. I was just sick to my stomach of damn, really just everybody. The staff, the administration, and the inmates. Only people I really fucked with was convicts. Older, more seasoned, should I say, residents of the penal system, man. You know what I mean? So.
Where are you saying, Lucy? Where are you saying? Get over here. Right here, bro. Right here.
Sit right here. Right now.
Get your ass over here, fat boy.
Sit right.
Sit the down.
Right here. Right here. Sit right there.
All right, guys, listen up. Now you're going to get to see what they get to eat every day. And you're going to eat it.
See how that is?
Until it's gone.
Because this is it. 5 o'clock. That's dinner. This is dinner, buddy. Here's dinner, man.
Enjoy.
Every bit of it?
Until it's
every
gone.
Bit of it. Every bit of it.
And you better hurry up, because we got
to eat it. We got to do.
You better shout eat it, too. Boys.
You better eat it.
I'll tell you what.
I don't want to see
I'm going to take the good part of the meal. You can eat the rest of the bull. You guys better start chowing down quick.
You see how it tastes? You like it?
Stuff tastes like straight don't it?
It tastes
like that's like eating damn camp. But we don't have a choice.
It tastes good, ain't it?
Yeah. So start chowing the down.
And we gotta eat it.
What's the matter, man?
If you don't eat it, you'll be
you
hungry.
Don't like our food?
Come on.
Fat boy over look here likes me. It. How look can you don't like it?
Holy f***. What's wrong with you?
You think it's funny?
You think it's funny?
I'll tell you what.
Eat that.
You think it's funny?
No.
You can eat the rest of it too.
Eat this. That's right, because you think
can
it's
eat
funny.
The rest of both.
You think it's funny.
Here you go.
You got to pass on that.
I'll tell you what.
You eat
what.
That.
There it is.
You eat that.
Now you think it's funny. The rest of the
hey, yo. The hell you look mad laughing at?
You think it's funny?
What you think he's laughing at?
You think it's funny?
You want to eat that. That's what's funny. You want to
yeah,
eat it.
You're going to keep
you
eating
eat that.
It. You're going to keep
gonna eat
eating
that.
Green pepper. I can't eat green pepper. Just, well, pick it out. Like they give a what it is.
Really? Are you? Let me ask you this. Would you ask the officer, are these peas? Because I don't like peas. Listen, son, you better grow up.
Ah, you done. Hey, and out. Get that on you.
Spray the table down.
Spray the table?
Clean they
the
gotta table. Eat here when you guys leave.
Come on, man. Put some love into that, man. Act like you really want to clean it, man. This is where we live.
This is what you do every day here.
Every
you got to clean up after yourself. You got to do it all. No, you got no waiters here.
Might as well get used to it anyway. You're going to be here right with us.
What was that? What was that?
Are you dumb or you're stupid?
You're stupid.
Really?
My thing's a joke, dude.
Man, when I think about the shit that I went through, and yeah, that's another thing. Somebody asked me because I read off that letter when I got that disciplinary action, because I wrote my brother in another prison. And the motherfuckers was asking, what was that? They said, yeah, you read that disciplinary letter off, and it said that you referred to the investigators as the Gestapo. Man, I'm trying to admit, if y'all only knew half the shit I had to go through on both ends, you know what I mean? It would just blow your mind, the shit that I got involved in and the shit that I had to deal with, man. Yeah, man, they brought in gang coordinators and gang investigators, and they brought in state troops. They acted like they really had Bobby Seale or UEP Newton in that motherfucker. They was tripping on me, man. I was sitting before like 6-7 people, and of course it was all white, you know, and four of them I knew were known KKK members. And, you know, and they put my letter down, and they read the letter, and they looked at the symbolism on the letter. Like I said, I had 6-point stars and serpents, and I had twin Glocks and all kinds of shit on there. It was juvenile as fuck, man. But like I said, that was in my super ultra hard pro-black days. And they're like, well, explain this letter. And so I was just like, it was just time to take off the gloves because, you know, I had made my probation. And I didn't have to play like the good boy role no more because I was already in and they couldn't really fire me. So I'm like, you explain it to me. You the 33 degree Mason. They're like, huh? Excuse me? I'm like, look, man, we already know what it is, man. I mean, I don't even know why you brought the Gestapo in here for all this. And everybody just like stopped. Everybody was like aghast. Like, oh. Like, what did this Negro say? You know, it was just me in there, man. And to me, it was just so insulting that, you know, a Klan member, these rednecks who didn't like black folks in the first place had the nerve to be looking at me like I was racist, like I was writing racist material, you know what I mean? Or the fact that they didn't like black folks. And of course, the gist of the letter was like, of course, kind of like on some separatist shit. We need to go about our way, do our own thing, get our own shit together. They act like they was mad about that shit. I'm like, really? You're mad because I don't want my seed mixing with your seed? You know what I'm saying? You mad about that? Really? You know what I mean? And plus the fact, like I said, all of them in there was on some Knights Templar shit. You know, some Albert Pike shit, Masonic shit. And I'm like, look, man, play this game with somebody else. You know what I mean? I already know what time it is. And, you know, and I basically told them, shit, what y'all doing is tantamount to bringing in the Gestapo to try and shake me, nigga. And I'm like, I can't be shook. Shit. So they were just like, oh, well, that'll be enough. So you're not going to say anything about this. I'm like, the letter speaks for itself. You know what I mean? And so therein lies where the bullshit got started, boy. I came to work the next day. You can cut the tension with a knife, man. The COs and administration that were black, they didn't want to fuck with me. You know, I was a hot potato. Everybody stayed away from me, nigga. Shit. And the real hardcore KKK crackers, they, you know, they was looking at me like, licking their chops. Like, yeah, we gonna get you. But then I hate to keep saying this shit, man, but the only friends I really had in that motherfucker, at least starting out, were white dudes, man. Was white dudes that, and they was rednecks, you know what I mean? But I don't know what it was. It's just a weird quirk in the universe where, you know, we had a lot of things in common, and I guess that they was just looking at me as just like, just a cool dude. And I don't know what they seen in me, man, but it was like two of them that really kicked it with me hard. And I was real leery of the motherfuckers. I'm like, this is the setup move. This is the setup move. They set me up. They're trying to infiltrate. They're trying to go ahead and plant dope on me or something. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we had been cool all along before this shit had happened. So I didn't really necessarily let my guard down. I watched everybody, you know, hardcore, you know what I mean? But, shit, I really wouldn't have been able to make it through that shit, man. Because I tell you, like, the shit that was going on with me was, like, I would come out after my shift, man, and my tires would be flat. Some of them crackers then flattened my fucking tires. Or keyed my, you know, because I had a Suburban. It was Man, it was tricked out. The bitches love that ride. A gray Suburban with rims on it and shit. It was, man, they loved it. But I would come out and there'd be scratches on my shit, or they would flat my tires. And that happened like twice. And I was like, okay, I'm outnumbered and I'm outgunned here. You know what I mean? I can't watch my shit when I bring it up here because I'm in there working. So somehow, some way, people are getting out here and they're fucking my shit up. So what I had to do, like I said, I didn't whine about white supremacy. I ain't cry about it. You know what I mean? What I did is I paid some fiends that I knew, you know what I'm saying, from the streets to come up on first shift. And I gave them the make and the model of a couple of cars that I thought belonged to the culprits. And I had them key up their cars and flatten their tires. You know what I'm saying? So how you like me now, nigga? You know, see, that's the kind of shit I'm on, man. I'm not a whiner, and I don't cry about shit. Nigga, if you want to go to war, we will go to war. You know what I'm saying? It's just simple as that. And I ain't no tough guy, man. I mean, because plenty of times I told them bitches, look, meet me after work. We can go behind the dumpster at the Waffle House, and we will settle this. But, of course, they didn't want to do that. They didn't want to fuck with me on that level. You know, they want to do some old gay-ass shit. Like I said, just, I'm going to key his car. I'm going to flatten his tires. So, nigga, I caught it from both ends. Can't none of you niggas tell me jack shit about motherfucking white supremacy. You can't tell me shit about, you know, the superiority of melanin and all that kind of shit. Because, you know, niggas, I done met savage-ass niggas and savage-ass crackers. And somewhere in between, I met good white folks and good black folks. You know what I mean? But if you want to live your life, you know, paying attention to, you know, how people look, you know, trying to base their character and their morals on how they look because of how much melanin they have and they got, get the fuck out of here.
This is where you find out how tough you really are. Let's see your gang sign. Hi, what does that mean? You waving? What was that? Say what?
Blood sign.
Let's see it. You want to meet some Crips?
No, sir. They might just try to kill me.
So?
That's what they do in the game.
Isn't that what the gang life is about?
Yes, sir.
Let's go. This is the worst jail in the state of Georgia. Southeastern United States. There ain't no jail like this. Put your back against the wall.
Yeah, right here, you go right here, man. What's up with you, homie? So you want to be blood, huh? Look, you looking at a real Crip now. What's up, fool? Huh? I heard you was about that issue. What you shaking your hands for? You supposed to be gangster, right? You telling folks jumping you in is blood, and they jumping you out because you don't want to do what they want you to do? Well, here I go right here, fool. You ain't no in blood, you fake-ass hook. What's up? I'm saying spit it out, homie. You supposed to be tough. Hey, get out. Get straight out. Give me some push-up. Push up. Push up. Keep pushing. Push. Push.
Get up. Keep you won't listen to him? Stand up. I said stand up.
Give me them push up.
I said stand up.
Give me them push up.
I said stand up.
Push up.
Stand up. Stand up. Yeah. You don't listen
to
me. You listen to the deputy.
He go home. He go home. Give me them push up.
Stand up.
Yeah. Give me them push up. Give me them push ups. Come on, homie. Push. Push, blood.
Bitch is crap. Gangsters don't
think you hard. You not hard at all. You see this on my face? You see that? That's a stab wound. You know how I got that? Befriending the really didn't mean me no damn good. The same you befriending out there on that damn street don't mean you no good. What you gonna do, homie? You gonna keep fight crying like a bitch? Or you gonna get some nuts about yourself?
Talking about you disrespecting calling your mama
he hard,
bitch?
He hard. He hard.
And you tough? And you will get right now, bitch. You will get right now, bitch. Man, you a bitch. Look at this shirt, man.
Bitch ass. If you think you tough, it's a lot of in here that thought they was tough and got proven otherwise. You know why? Because they thought it was a game. And especially walking around with some bitch ass like that.
You want to be a damn gangster? You want to come in and cry like a bitch?
I'm not. That's the blood. That's the bitch woman.
Apologize. I'm sorry.
Apologize.
I'm sorry for claiming. Get that orange right now.
You better hurry up.
And that might be
perfect. I don't want no bite on there. Bite it then. Cut it. You better bite that bitch open the door.
I'm about to open the door. I'm about to open the door.
Open one, Chen. It's over. It's over. One.
The world's most dangerous group. Once again, beating on your motherfucking eardrums. Doing much damage for all you slutty ass hoes. Yo, there was a bitch I knew on the avenue. She was good to G.O. for another two. Yo, I think her name was Clara, and she was guaranteed to give a motherfucker whatever he needs. To be perfectly honest, she was a hooker. So I took her 100 yards to the boulevard. I told her, I'll take care of you, you take care of me. You've got a P-I-M-P, and all I want is the money. She went to work, and the niggas was fiending. Yo, she had the biggest ass that you ever seen. In fact, she was like Medusa, with titties full grown. We'll look in your dick, turn to stone, yeah. Keeping in mind that she was the kind that would find the time to get in mine, because she knows I'm not to be fucked with. She ain't crazy, fucking with Dre, she'll be pushing up daisies. She was the perfect hoe, but wouldn't you know, the bitch tried to gank me, so I had to kill her. Yeah, straight hit it. Now listen up and let me tell you how I did it. Yo, I tied her to the bed, I was thinking the worst, but yo, I had to let my niggas fuck her first. Yeah, loaded up the 44, yo, then a straight smoke the hoe, cause I'm a real nigga. But I guess she figured I was soft, but she paid the cost to the boss and got charged. One less bitch you gotta worry about, she's out of here, and that's how it turns out. Now Vicky, 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 she's very tricky. She put a hickey on top of my dick, sick bitch. See, she told me she loved me, and she wanted to keep me. If only she could have the dick weekly. I said I'm with it, but baby, you gotta hold up. If I was happy with something that I could fold up, we could do this. She said her husband was rich, then I knew I had the bitch. Yo, she wrote a check, many a check, in the name of a bitch who was struggling at the same game. All I wanna do is get P-A-I-D, just a little something for fucking me. Yo, everything was cool, but Vicky concerned me. Her husband was the district attorney, so before he found out he was crossed up by this bitch I was fucking, I had her tossed up and put to sleep. So nigga, never forget, a dead bitch can't tell a nigga shit. One less bitch I gotta worry about, she's out of here, and that's how it turned out.
One less bitch you gotta worry about.
Motherfucking right.
One less bitch you gotta worry about.
Thinking about money and looking at a prostitute. The bitch was cute, so now I gotta execute and shoot game like a real nigga with a steel trigger. Convince her to move up to something bigger. I think I had a flashback though, cause I said fuck it, lope and choke and spoke to the hoe like this. Bitch, it's all about Dre, the money, 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 and that's all I gotta say. Of course she came with me and remained with me, but the bitch felt lame and ashamed to be working that trick shit, cause niggas knew that she was show one. A little later though, she caught one in the chest, and I knew that it was coming by who and how the whole act would be done. So what? One less bitch you gotta worry about, but that ain't how it turns out. Yo, there was a bitch named Renata that shot her. Straight pulled the motherfucking trigger and said I got her, but I had better plans to give her the blues, like dumping her in the river with cement shoes. I knew my money was coming up short in the vault, but the stupid bitch thought she'd never get caught. Came home early and straight bust her ass on the couch with her other nigga counting my cash. I should've knew she was like them other hoes. I told them two motherfuckers to take off their clothes, butt naked, nothing left but the shoes. I had up the nine so they couldn't refuse. I shot the nigga, he was out of there, and tied up the bitch to the motherfucking chair. Now there's one less bitch I gotta worry about. Everybody out, that's how it turns out.
In reality, a fool is one who believes that all women are ladies.
A nigga's one who believes that all ladies are bitches, and all bitches are created equal. To me, all bitches are the same. Money hungry, scandalous, groupie hoes that's always riding on a nigga's dick. Always in a nigga's pocket. And when a nigga runs out of money, the bitch is gone in the wind. To me, all bitches ain't shit.
You from 60s?
Huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. You know what I do to 60s, don't you?
Hmm? Talk to me. Look at me in my eyes. You from 60s, ain't you? Put your hands to your side. Look at me in my eyes when I'm talking to you. I ain't got no love for 60s. It's killer. So what you gonna do about that, huh? You come in here, you ain't got no backup. You got something you want to talk to me about, Mr. 60 Crip?
Look at my hands.
Read it. What do it say? Tell me what it say. What do it say?
Now I'm killing.
Say it loud.
Now I'm killing.
That's like that from beating on 60s and 90s. Anything hood. You understand me? Huh?
Yeah.
Is that what you want? Is that what you want?
Evidently, he can't answer him, so everybody starts to push us because he can't answer him. Go.
Is that what you want?
No.
Is that the life you want?
No.
Get on the ground and push right now. Do you think I'm playing with you? Get down, and I want to hear you count and tell me that you're not from 60s. Push now. Push. Say it loud. I'm not from 60s. I will not gangbang. Say it. If you don't say it, I'm going to make you say it.
I'm not from 60s.
Say it loud.
I'm not from 60s.
Push. I'm not from 60s.
I'm not from 60s.
I will not gangbang.
I will not gangbang. MadCity.com.